I'm Jennifer Hambrick, and I'm speaking with two of my many lefty co-workers here at WOSU Public Media, Senior Broadcast Technician Eric French and Director of Digital Media Nick Hauser, about what it's like to be left-handed.
I think that the weirdest part was growing up in just where everything is right-handed, and when you're like five or four and you're learning how to do stuff, like I didn't always know that you could do stuff left-handed. Like, we had a right-handed baseball glove, and you know, the glove goes on your left hand, and I'm just like, oh, okay, that's like, that must be, you know, the hardest part is catching it. So like, I just learned how to play baseball that way because that's what everybody around me did. Like, I didn't know that you could like do things otherwise.
Yeah, I always had to make sure when I was playing baseball that I got my glove, because I couldn't just easily take somebody else's glove, because it's try to stick it on my right hand, and of course it wouldn't work, and it was It felt crippling to my hand, and I had to then search for my glove, which was always a little awkward.
And what hand did you cut with? How did you use scissors?
I always used left-handed scissors. I remember in the 80s in grade school, we had these weird scissors. They were branded lefty on the blades, and the finger holes were coated with this weird green plastic, and they just – they worked, but now, even today, scissors are always a struggle.
Okay, so what do you do right-handed, though? Because most of the lefties that I know do at least some things right-handed.
I do very little right-handed. I kick when I play soccer with my right, but you know, I eat with my left, I throw with my left, I write with my left.
Basketball, okay, you're going up for a basketball layup. Which hand do you go with?
I go with the left.
Okay.
I go to the left side of the hoop, too. I mean, yeah. I guess I'm all lefty.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, you're borderline uber lefty. I know a lot of lefties that do, like, writing and eating left-handed, but then do a lot of other stuff right-handed.
I do use the mouse on a computer with my right hand. And if I try to use it with my left hand, it just weirds me out. It's so backwards to me.
The desk I took over for, the guy that retired and I took his job, was a lefty. And so the mouse was just laid out there left. And I remembered Kevin, my boss, was like, we might have to move this around. And I'm like, nope, it's cool.
Speaking of desk, in college and high school, when they had the desk where you would you'd put your arm back if you were a righty, and you could rest your arm on it.
Yeah.
And then if you were lefty, you just kind of had your opening there. You had your arm hanging back there, and you're trying to write on a right-handed notebook and not get pen all over your hands because you're trudging through the fresh ink. It was always a nightmare.
So are there things that you can do right-handed? Like, can you write righty also?
You know, when I was in grade school, I had my fingers broken on my left hand, so I did have to write right-handed for like 3 weeks, and it was a very long 3 weeks.
Well, what about you, Eric? Are you uber lefty or?
No, I'm like 50-50. I grew up playing baseball, but I played right-handed, although like I bowl left and I throw darts left, but I throw a baseball right. I write left, but I can write with my right hand. And oddly enough, the handwriting, the signatures look about the same. I've often heard that your handwriting is in your brain, not in your hands. I eat left. I mean, writing and eating are like the two main things that you just go through every day. But I'm trying to think of what else I do right-handed. I wash dishes the way my sink is laid out. Like I scrub with my left because the right is right there, or because the drying rack is right there. But if it were the other way around, I don't think it would be a big deal.
Yeah, I wash dishes with my left hand.
Okay.
Well, Nick, you really are all left.
It's kind of a badge of honor. You know, my wife teases me about it. We've learned to sit in the proper order for meals, and if we
so that you're not
if we're not elbowing each other with mine with my left and her with her right, and if it does happen, we're very careful, and I try to like keep my arm in and make sure I don't throw any elbows.
My wife and I go through that at restaurants too. If we're sitting beside each other, like I always somehow get stuck against the wall.
So do lefties see the world differently?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's my only point of view that I know of. So
I was always a weird kid, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
It's really interesting, you know, having two small children myself and watching them how they chose their hand, and they've both gone righty, and it would have been nice to be a lefty. And one of my daughter's best friends, they're entering grade school now, and she's a lefty, so that was kind of cool to see at least, you know, a next generation lefty come about. We gave each other high fives, I think, with our left hand. So
it's way more common with girls. My family has a lot of left-handed girls in it.
Interesting.
My mom was left-handed, but that was back, you know, when they tried to force you or correct you, and she does most everything right-handed, even though she started out as a lefty.
I think that there's a lot of people like that out there. I think that a lot of people – what do they say, like 10% or 13% of people were born left-handed? I think that there might be a higher percentage, and they just grew up to be right-handed.
So we need to look for those closet lefties.
My left arm is bigger. Like some of my shirts, like if I don't size things just right, like I can actually feel that my left sleeve is tighter.
Doing a quick analysis. I think I'm about the same.
Eric French is a senior broadcast technician at WOSU. We've also been speaking with Director of Digital Media, Nick Hauser, two of our lefties here at WOSU Public Media.